Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Boss Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about the light within. The light within. It is so important to be a light unto others and to realize that we are a light and should be a light to others. Why is this important? In a world where there is so much negativity and people are going through so much, it is important to find the light. And you are called to be a light. Oftentimes in situations, people do get tired. People do feel that why are they not being the people that is being looked upon or encouraged, or just being the people who are being looked after? But at the end of the day, the world lacks so much good things. It lacks so much light. It lacks so much good intentions that when you find someone that can be the light unto you, you become excited. And it is important not to become tired when you are the light. You see, when you are chosen to be that person to someone else, it is important that you realize just how important you are. Why? Because when you are light to someone else, you could actually keep them from ending or going down a road that is not meant for them. You may just be that person that could come to someone and actually change their mind. How many times are you a light to someone else? How many times are you that person that needs to become what God has called you to be to someone else? You see, when we focus so much on what we need and what others need to be to us, we actually lose focus on our purpose and what God has called us to be. It is not easy being a light to someone else. You will have those moments and times in life where you feel, what about me? Is nobody taking care of me? How can someone else be that light unto me? But you will find in life that when you are light unto others, others are automatically attracted to you and life becomes easy for you. It is important that we shine a light on someone else's life. When we do that, our lives become easier. We become those people that are automatically doing better. Why? Because we choose to look at others and we choose to become positive influences in other people's lives. When we look at the Bible and we look at so many different stories in the Bible, the people who are always encouragement to other people, it's not that they necessarily had no problems. It's not necessarily that they didn't go through things. If you look at Joseph, you'll notice that Joseph went through very difficult times. Joseph was rejected by his family, and yet he still became a light to the Egyptian nation. Esther was an orphan, and yet she still became a light. We can look at various different people in the Bible. David. David was a light when a nation needed him to become a light, even though David was mocked and not looked upon at all. He was the last person in his father's house, in Jesse's house, that Jesse brought out that could have possibly been David for king. They never even thought that David could be king. They didn't even look at him in that way. Jesse brought out all his sons and he overlooked David. And yet David was still alive. You see, bad things in life or bad things happening to you in life does not mean that you need to repay bad. It does not mean that you have to be that person that says, oh, but nothing good has ever happened to me. Let me do that to someone else. And what we find in life today is that oftentimes when people behave bad towards others or they are not nice, it's often because of a bad experience. And they just choose to pay that bad forward. And that is not how life is supposed to be. You are supposed to look at things and see that even though bad things happen to you, you don't have to follow in the same path. When we realize that, when we see that, when we become that, when we are a light to other people, even though we've been in a place of darkness, life suddenly turns around for you. And it is so important that we realize these things, because there is a lack of light. There is a lack of people looking after people. There is a lack of people understanding that they can be good to others, even if their lives have not been good. There are numerous accounts in the Bible that we can go look at where people shine their lights on others, even though there has been no light on them. It is time for you to get out of that dark place. It is time for you to become the person that God needs you to be, even though you have had bad experiences, even though you have been that person that has been longing for the goodness of God to shine on you and people to encourage you. Be what you want others to be for you. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that I really love so much, and it speaks about do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. But unfortunately, people don't understand that scripture. So many people have not been living out that scripture. People are rather doing bad unto each other than doing the good that they would want others to do unto them. Do not look at your situation and make others suffer because you have not had a good time. Rather, look at your situation and say, I am going to make someone else's life better. Do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. That is important, because when we live by that lifestyle, our life will always be filled with peace, contentment, and the goodness of God. Life is not about revenge. Life is not about getting back at others because your life has not been good. Life is about taking lemons when lemons have been given to you and creating or making sure that lemonade comes from those lemons. It is important that you become a person that is called by God. And when you understand that, you will realize that you are so much better and so much more powerful than where you find yourself. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that I am a light unto others. My light will shine even in moments when there hasn't been light in my own. I will continuously rise up the banner of God, and I will be unto others what I need to be unto them. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Stay updated, stay entertained with ActiveFM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us, like, post, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word. ActiveFM. Radio has never been better.
ActiveFM. Radio has never been better.